last year we had more than 3,000 contacts around cyberbullying, and I suppose one of the key elements here is it's really impacting young children as well. Like some of our young callers are, you know, 5 years old.
You get people calling who are 5 years old.
That's right, 5 years old. And you know, and I think that what this is highlighting is we know that young people are getting devices at young ages. Well, if we're giving them a device, let's make sure we give them education that goes along with it.
Remarkable that someone aged five will, A, be aware of the service and, B, be brave enough to call.
Well, they are aware of it, and I think that's one of the things that our programs in primary schools really aim to achieve is giving young people knowledge and resources, and certainly teachers are accommodating that, and the digital thumbprint program that we provide with the support of Optus does just that for children and young people.
What are some of the stories you hear then about how pervasive some of this bullying might be?
Well, young people call us often at a time of significant anxiety. They're depressed. They're extremely worried. Yes, they do talk about, you know, wanting to take their own life. They don't know how to manage the situation. They're looking for, I guess, our counsellors to help them work through what they can do. What can they do to alleviate how they're feeling? What can they do to manage the situation? And I guess concerningly for us, more and more young people are saying that they don't report cyberbullying and they're not talking about it to their parents or to their teachers. And so we've got to get the message out there that they must alert an adult to help them work through the situation.
Teenagers, not surprisingly, pretty typically don't share too much of their thoughts and what they're going through with their parents. Perhaps some of the younger children are doing the same. What's the solution? How do parents go about talking to their children about cyber safety?
Well, I think that the thing is, sit down when you're having dinner at night and ask them, you know, talk to them about what's happening online. Have you experienced cyberbullying? And what do you think about all this media about cyberbullying? What's your experience? I think what the things we also know is that a lot of people are bystanders to cyberbullying. This is a very public environment, and often the sorts of activities and behaviours that young people are doing, and not just young people, adults as well, many other people are seeing. So do we want people to be bystanders, or don't we want them really to be upstanders, people to say, hold on, that person's being victimised, I can do something. Let me reach out to that person with support. Let me call the bullying behaviour for what it is. And I think we need to be encouraging the conversation and helping our children find the right resources. And as parents, let's make sure we have some knowledge about what we're talking about as well. It's easy to hand out a device, and many parents say to us, oh, my kids know more about social media than I do. Well, maybe it's time we got information too.
It seems that we're hearing more and more examples of this here and around the world, teenage girls bullying each other at inconvenient, inopportune times and the like. Are we losing this battle? Is it safe to say that we're getting more and more concerns about what goes on online?
I think we're seeing an increase. There's no doubt that this is an activity, and when we've seen research that's been done that would suggest potentially 20% of teenagers have had an experience around cyberbullying, and the proliferation of social media, it's always evolving, it's always changing. I don't want to think we've got a losing battle. I think we can really create positive relationships that play out in face-to-face ways as well as online, and that's why I think early education of being equipped, having resources, encouraging young people to really understand what cyberbullying is, how they can get caught up in it, and what they need to do is always that we can continue to build the resilience and the capability of young people. I don't think it's a lost cause.
And that's what you're trying to do tomorrow as part of Safer Internet Day?
Absolutely, and I think what the digital thumbprint program that we operate is very much, it's free. It's free for all primary schools in the country. So if parents want to see their children have these opportunities and schools are interested, certainly on our website we've got all the details. And really tomorrow it's for us, it's continuing to highlight that there are things that we can do. We can learn from the experiences of these young people that have come forward, and let's really focus on that.